One thing that kept cropping up, and it's something that crops up every time I teach this course, and I should always say something about it preemptively, it's just a terminological issue. Israelites are not Israelis. The word Israeli, term Israeli, refers to a citizen of the modern state of Israel. So there are no Israelis before the year 1948. Okay, and we use Israelite to refer to the ancient inhabitants of the ancient kingdom of Israel. Okay, so that's an important distinction, and I know you hear Israelis, and so that's just a term that people thought would apply to anyone who inhabited a place called Israel, but Israeli and Israelite are used precisely in order to make that distinction between the ancient and the modern period. Okay, so we're talking about Israelites, and while we're on this subject, we're not talking about Jews yet either. We can't really use the term Jew. It's not historically accurate for the period that we've been dealing with in the Bible. When we get towards the very end of the biblical period, and we see that when Persia conquers and reconstitutes this area or designates as a province this area as Yehud, right? So the Persians are going to be the ones to create a province called Yehud in this area, including Jerusalem, and they will allow the Israelites who are in exile to go back and live there, and they will become Yehudites. And this is going to be where the word Jew comes from, but that's not going to be historically accurate before the end of the 6th century. Okay? So, and even then, it's still a technical term having to do with living in the province of Yehud. It's not an ethnic term, right? The word Yehud or Jew doesn't become an ethnic term for quite some time.